And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin. Rock God Rick's up at Katmai Lodge in Alaska. We're going to be hearing from him during the show, hopefully here with a big fish report. But boy, do we have a great show for you today. Anthony Osterberg from Baker Marine is here. He is the compass, the binoculars, the kind of everything electronic expert here in Southern California. They are the home of the binoculars of Southern California. And you stay tuned. This is going to be a great show. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voices. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to take a test drive to see what Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs has to offer. You'll discover California's best-selling truck brand, Ford F-Series, equipped for anything your demanding job needs or the family vacation you're taking. Check out the Bronco family featuring the iconic Ford Bronco or the versatile Ford Bronco Sport. Both have muscle, tech, and durability needed to go anywhere. Whether it's gas, hybrid, or all-electric, visit your local dealership to find the perfect Ford for you during the Ford Summer Sales Event. The Ford Summer Sales Event is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to take a test drive to see what Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs has to offer. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels or big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and stoked about today's show, Pete.
Yeah, I mean, just it's going to be super fun.
Learning a lot already, man.
Yeah, super, super fun. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, great to have you, and just super having you in the world headquarters here. And we've been talking about Baker Marine for years. And
I appreciate it.
And, of course, you are like the home of the gyro binoculars as well as all the binoculars that we've been using for decades here.
Indeed.
In Southern California. Yeah. And that's been your life. You grew up with it, right?
Yeah. Since I was a 17-year-old little boy coming down working on binoculars, you know, in the summer times. You know, father and grandfather both taught me how to repair binoculars to Navy standards. Just been working with the local fleet, local fishermen.
Yeah.
Repairing, selling, you name it.
Yeah. And so tell us a little bit about the history of Baker Marine.
Yeah, so my...
You've got quite a history here in Shelter Island.
We do. So my grandfather did binocular repair and compass adjustments in the Navy. Went into business with Captain Baker here in Shelter Island in mid-1950s and kind of brought that to his already navigation school. They would work on gauges and, you know, pumps and things like that. Brought that business to it and started kind of introducing the binoculars to the local fleet, the local tuna fleet at that time.
Which, of course, was probably
huge.
Like today, right? I mean, it's the biggest part of our...
Yeah, fishing-wise, yeah.
Yeah.
Tuna fleet, not so much anymore.
Yeah,
but,
right.
Yeah, so brought that, brought the big eyes to them, showed them how to use, you know, binoculars and searching for birds at that time. You know, they were doing the big albacore fishing around here at that time. And then the local guys started picking up on that, started picking up on the gyros, discovering that they could use a high-powered binocular out on the water without any issue. And, yeah, just got popular from there. My grandfather bought him out in, I'd say, the late 1950s, and it's been our business ever since.
Wow.
What a story.
So give us a day in the life of Anthony and your dad working at Baker Marine.
Yeah, it usually starts out with making phone calls and doing all of the back-end business stuff nowadays, you know, with payment systems and all of that. But gets down to actually physically tearing down binoculars. We'll do maybe half a dozen a month of the large binoculars, if you've ever seen those in the shop before.
Like the Navy style.
The Navy big eyes.
Wow.
We'll tear down a few of those a month, send those out to sandblast, repaint, redo all of the lens systems within the binoculars, seal everything up, put it back together, and send it out on its way.
That's like a binocular that somebody would have in the bridge of an aircraft carrier or something like
Correct.
That.
Correct, yeah.
When you say large, like...
45, 50 pounds, about 4 feet tall.
And what's the power on those?
Those are usually 25 power, 20 to 25 power by 150 millimeter objective lens.
Wow.
So that's
a wide field of view.
Big, wide field of view for a large binocular.
Yeah. And are those gyros or no?
They're not. Those are fixed. So those are on a big platform, big ship. They're not bouncing around as much as we do out here on on a boat. So fixed power. They do shudder and shake on a big boat like that, but they're stable enough to use them.
Yeah.
So we do a lot of those. And then this time of year, I am deep in gyro repair. So I think we got about six of them in this week alone. From the local fleet, just, you know, dropping, banging, bruising, and we'll repair those, clean them up, send them back out on their way.
Hasn't that changed? I mean, how much has that changed, like, the business and the fishermen use it? I mean, that's, like, all they use, right? I mean,
yeah, that's it. I mean, when I first started working there, the 7x50 was the most popular binocular for fishermen. You know, that's what most guys use. You'd have some of the sport boats, they'd have the gyros, those that could afford it. Would use the gyro binoculars, but you wouldn't see them on every single fishing boat. That's what we used for years was the 7x50.
7x50, and yeah. Baker makes their own.
We do.
Yeah.
We still sell a bunch of them.
And those are great binoculars. Mm-hmm. I still have a pair.
Yeah.
Great
all-around binocular.
Yeah.
But now, with the stabilized being a lot more affordable, a lot more popular, it seems every boat has at least two, you know.
Yeah. So it's awesome. It's a must-have, right?
Yeah, Absolutely. That's... Exactly what I was going to say. Like, it's one of those things that's often mentioned. Like, is it the sonar? Is it the gyros? Like, which is the most important? And it leans on the gyros probably more often than not.
Yeah, I feel like just after fishing pole and bait, it's really the most one of the most important things to have out there. I can't fish anymore without a pair of stabilizers.
There's no question.
Yeah, I throw up a 7x50 and it's how did we do this? What were we doing out here?
Right.
But that's what we used for years.
It's like it's almost like if you wear glasses, it's like wearing. No glasses versus glasses, right?
Sure.
Oh, I can really see now, right?
What are they doing?
Yeah, for sure. So tell us about, you're a big Fujinon dealer.
Yeah.
And the Fujinon product has really come next level now.
Yeah, they've made it very affordable. You know, like I mentioned before, for years you had to be up in the thousands of dollars to be able to afford a stabilized binocular. Now right at $1,200, you can get out there and use high-quality glass with very, very good stabilization and, you know, and get out there and use them.
Yeah. And that's the Stabiscope.
The TechnoStat.
The TechnoStat.
The TSX-1440.
Say TSX-1440. Yeah. And that is a true, I'm trying to say the power of that is?
14 power. So 14 times your naked eye.
Versus the
old 7x50. So that's 50. Twice the magnification. Twice. 7x50. So you're seeing twice as close.
Yeah.
To something that was, you know, the horizon typically 14 miles. That would half it on a 7x50, and it would take it down to looking like 1 mile on a 14 power.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
What a great way to relate it. Yeah. Because it makes it understandable.
Right.
Yeah. So you're able to see how far in that.
Well, it depends on how the visibility of that day, but on a clear day, it would make the horizon look like about a mile out.
Wow.
Yeah, versus the 14 that it typically would at sea level.
Oh, wow.
And as you increase and get higher, you can see further. So those things really shine when you can get up, you know, 10, 15 feet above the depth.
The higher you are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what is the difference between the TechnoStabi and the Stabiscope?
So the Stabiscope uses a gyro inside with a big, heavy tungsten flywheel. It spins that up to about 14,000 RPM, and it throws everything onto those two axes using that gyro, more of a active stabilization.
Mm-hmm.
The TechnoStabi uses sensors and servos more in a reactive stabilization. So it's sensing movement and it's firing those servos to keep the internal optics steady. Whereas with the gyro, it's just a steady, almost like holding a bike wheel, creating a gyro. You can feel that gyro always trying to stabilize that binocular, whether it's in stabilized mode or not. So the two main differences.
I've used both.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, okay, here you've got, like, because the Stabiscope is about $5,000, mm-hmm. right, versus $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see, for me, I don't see a ton of difference.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I know there is.
Yeah. So the TechnoStabi does about 6.5 degrees of stabilization per second, which is awesome stat-wise.
Uh-huh.
The gyro only does about 4.5 degrees per second. So you start to think, well, that's a little odd. You know, the more expensive one does less. But what it does within those 4.5 degrees is zero movement. So you're not getting any image float, any image bounce, any image drift.
Gotcha.
It's just locked on. In fact, when you want to move it to the left or to the right a little bit, you have to gingerly bring it over because that binocular wants to keep looking at what it's looking at.
I see. So it locks on.
Rock solid. Yeah.
Rock solid.
Yeah. Versus, you know, the TechnoStabi is a little sportier, if you will.
Yeah.
You can move that thing around quite a bit. You're getting some image movement, but you kind of have to as you're moving that binocular. Something's got to give internally.
Yeah. But the image is still 14 by 40.
It's 12 and 16. So the Stabiscope comes in a 12 power, 12 magnification, and 16 power.
Oh, wow.
16 magnification, where the TechnoStabi kind of just splits the difference and goes right at 14.
At 14. Mm-hmm. So what do most of the sport boat guys buy? Do they buy the 16 or the 12?
12s. 12s.
The 12s. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, 12 is going to give you a wider field of view.
Okay.
It's not going to get you as close, but most of those guys are looking for, they're looking at more water real estate. They're looking, yeah. They want to see more water versus just the horizon.
Uh-huh.
There's a case for each of them. You know, a lot of boats will have 1 16, a couple of 12s, and a couple of 14s to give to guests or deckhands or, yeah, whomever. But typical captain's binocular is the 1240.
The 1240, interesting.
That's great information.
Really, yeah. Good information. So, who buys the 16 then?
A lot of Hawaii. Hawaii really likes the 16, it seems. They do a lot more bird fishing, so they're looking out at the horizon, uh-huh. looking for that grain of bird flying down,
yeah.
On the horizon. So they're more into that 16 power. Commercial guys, swordfish guys like the 16s, but they also like the 12s. It's both. They're 50-50.
Yeah.
Does any of this have to do with how far up off the water you're looking? I mean, does that make sense?
For sure.
If you're a skiff guy and you're down lower?
Yeah, I would be at a 12. That's what I would recommend. Right. You're not able to see that far, so what's the point of just narrowing your vision down to a very, very narrow field?
Exactly.
You know, get wider, get bigger, look at more water.
Interesting. Wow. Yeah. I had no idea.
I know, right? Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's such a big part of the sport.
For
like,
sure.
Yeah. It's a huge thing, right?
Yeah,
and
sure.
And to be able to learn and hear the guy that
not
repairs them and sells them, I mean, this is pretty cool.
Yeah. So you're a Fugenot dealer, but you also do repairs on Fraziers too, right?
We did for a time. They've brought their repairs in-house.
Oh, they have.
So most of that's going to have to go over to Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Yeah, they had to rearrange the way they do things.
Are they still building those, or are they just repairing?
I'm not 100% sure,
yeah.
To be honest. They are building them. I don't think they're building them at scale that they were once before. But, yeah, they've brought most of that in-house. Now.
In-house. And why Fugenot? Why is Fugenot such a great product?
Well, they've been around forever.
Yeah.
They've been building binoculars since before we were around. We've been technically in business since the 30s. I think they started building binoculars in 32. Awesome company. They build the most stable gyro-stabilized binocular there is. It's ridiculously stable. You could be in a helicopter bouncing around. They work. You can be on a boat fully underway, and you're looking steady rock solid.
Wow.
Optics are the best in the business, fully multi-coated. You know, every lens surface from top to bottom is coated, multi-coated, whereas some manufacturers will coat your outer lenses and maybe a lens or two within the system. A very heavy flywheel. It's true gyro stabilization in their gyros. And then they have that Technostabby at, $12.99, very affordable. There's nothing else like it on the market.
Yeah. So birders are big with binoculars, right? Do birders buy gyros?
Not gyros, but stabilized binoculars. Fugenot offers a less expensive kind of birding style, small, compact, stabilized binocular.
Uh-huh.
We actually offer our own Baker Marine stabilized binocular that runs about $800. Great for out. I use them for everyday use. We brought them on vacation with us last week. They work pretty good on a boat, but if you're a serious fisherman, you're going to want a little bit bigger range of stabilization.
They're not quite as stable as the
Not as quite as stable as a Techno, but perfect for a ball game or birding.
I see. And what's the power on those?
14. They're
14
by 40.
Still 14.
Just compact. So
more
the internal
compact.
Optics are a little smaller, so you're not going to get as big a field of view. And then the servos just don't have the parameters like a Techno Stabby would.
Uh-huh.
I had too many guys that were bringing their gyros birding or hunting and falling down a hill and breaking them. And
dropping them on the rock.
Exactly.
So this one is a little more durable.
A little lighter, a little more, I wouldn't say durable.
Manageable.
More manageable, yeah. No binocular, especially stabilized binocular, likes to be banged or bruised or dropped. It's just nature of glass and servos. And
yeah. But if you travel and fish, maybe that would be
They're great.
A nice option, huh?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, you can still fish with them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I've used them on skiffs, and they work pretty good, not underway. But if you're stopped and looking, they're great.
Yeah.
Just not a...
Still get that 14 power.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
And it's your own brand?
Your own brand, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had them designed from a company who does a lot of binocular building. Kind of made our own little flair to them, made them how we want them, and we've been selling them pretty good.
Yeah.
Sounds like a cool book. And how do you not trust that, right? Baker Marine... Being in business for how many decades, right?
It's,
I mean,
it's a 50s? Long time. Technically since the 30s. It's been in our family 30s. Since the 50s, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
right? And to be able to have you make your own set of glasses and stand behind them. And not only that, but be able to repair them and understand
That's
them.
That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
How often does somebody need repair on their glasses?
When they drop them.
When they
sure.
drop them.
I'd say the average, and it also depends on who's using them. So the sport guys here that use them 6 days a week, 7 days a week, almost all day long, either the Techno or the Gyro, they're having them rebuilt every 3 to 4 years.
Wow.
The guys like myself who are using them a couple of times a month, for a block of the year, 10, 15 years before needing any kind of service.
That's crazy. Yeah. Really? I mean, that's
impressive. It's,
seriously.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. We haven't even delved into servicing and all the different things that Baker Marine does and a lot of the aspects of why a gyro is so important, such an important part of your fishing equipment.
It is. It's a huge part of our fleet. Yeah. And if I mean, how many skiff guys listen to this show, right?
I'm
I mean,
telling you,
countless.
You can't go fishing without them.
You can't, and we already know that. I mean, that's not a new revelation. But to have Anthony in here from Baker Marine, part of the family, is super cool. I've learned a lot already, and I hope you want to join us too. And a couple ways to do it. Telephone number with the fan on 97.3 The Fan this morning is 833-288-0973, or you can send us a text through the app. It's only done through the app, and it says right there, text the show. It's a one-way message system, so it we just get your message. You do want to make sure, though, that you leave your name and telephone number or a simple way to get a hold of you, because at the end of the show, we're going to have Anthony Flipper prize coin, which is right over there, and we're going to give away, talk about optics, we're giving away a pair of Costa sunglasses.
Yeah.
Here, hold them right there, Pete.
One of my favorites.
It's
there.
The Fantail Pro with a tortoise frame. And with a green mirror, 580 glass lens, man, right there.
Yeah, I love that green lens.
We're going to give away that to one lucky caller or one lucky texter. So we'll get that started, 833-288-0973, or text us via the app. We're going to be right back on 97.3 The Fan with Anthony Osterberg from Baker Marine when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I've spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414 or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like two free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, DanaWharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and stoked to have Anthony in here, man, from Baker Marine, and learning about all the gyros and technostabies and just the whole thing that's a part of our life and the sport fleet here. And if you want to join us, 833-288-0973, got a question or comment,
yeah.
Or you can send that via the text via the app, and if you have a question or a comment for Anthony.
Kyle's standing by and at the fan studio to take your phone calls, and lots of good stuff coming in, and lots of good texts here. Super good, and want to start one off this morning with Gene from Long Beach, and he says, I'm calling regarding how long batteries last on the 1440 and how many hours would I get? Good question.
It is a good question, and it would depend on the model of the 1440, the new model, the TSX 1440.
Are we talking about Stabiscopes or
Technostabby TSX. There's two models, the older version and the current version. The current version will do 18 hours of runtime on a rechargeable AA versus 10 on an alkaline. I always recommend using the rechargeables. I see so many problems with alkaline batteries these days.
Really? So it's like that big of
leaking. So, you know, you use your binocular, you use it all day, you're almost down to nothing in the batteries. You store it for a week, those batteries corrode, creates a giant problem internally in the binocular, and now we've got a battery mess.
That sounds like a disaster, actually.
It's a disaster. It can get pretty expensive.
Okay, I'm learning something here.
Yeah,
right?
So, yeah. Rechargeable.
Rechargeables are nice. The problem with rechargeables were always the binocular wouldn't perform that well with a rechargeable battery. Now they do. The TSX performs better on that rechargeable battery than it does on a typical alkaline. So you get about 8 hours on the old one, the old TechnoStabby, 10 hours on the new one, and if you jump to a rechargeable, you get about 18 hours of runtime.
Wow.
StabiScope will do about 8 on 4 AA rechargeables. The beauty of the StabiScope is it does come with a DC regulator pack, so you can hook it straight up to 12 or 24 volt and just run it all day.
Just like plug it into your cigarette lighter.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, wow. So, okay, so I'm learning. So what rechargeables are you recommending?
Anything above 2,500 milliamps. There's some that are lower, but okay. anything
higher.
So
is this something you buy at Baker Marine, or is it something you buy on Amazon?
Something better off Amazon.
Okay. So is there a particular brand you
recommend? I like Energizer. I like Energizer rechargeables. I like the rechargeable stations that will do individual battery recharging versus just the whole circuit. I like to be able to see what
and
each battery is
rechargeable.
Yeah, double A rechargeable.
Oh,
nickel metal, highlight nickel.
Okay. Something. Yeah. And how long, if you're not using your binos every day and you're not on the boat every day, you just leave them plugged in and then when you're ready to go?
No, unplug. It's not a recharging type of thing. The batteries aren't being recharged through the binocular. So I always just tell folks to get a couple sets, have your recharger. Every day, just swap them out with fresh ones. If you're using rechargeables, leaving the batteries in is not a terrible idea. But if they are alkalines, everybody out there, please take your batteries out.
Take your batteries out of
the binocular.
Of the binoculars, yeah. Every time you use them.
Which is crazy because, I mean, how many people outside of you, Pete?
Yeah. I'm like going, oh boy.
I'll be right back.
There's probably a ton of people, right? I mean,
very common, especially right around springtime when everybody starts pulling everything out of their
after batteries. They've been sitting
just
for
a flood of binoculars coming in with corrosion problems.
How large of an area do you service? I mean, do you get binos from East Coast? From
East Coast. So we do all of the gyro binocular repair for Fujinon. So everything from the East Coast up to Alaska.
Canada? Mexico?
Canada, Mexico, Ecuador, you name it.
That is crazy. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
And it's all done right. I mean, I'm
right here.
We're probably looking at your office.
You can see the roof.
Yeah.
You can see the roof.
That's crazy.
For sure. A lot going on here. If you want to get through, call 833-288-0973. Of course, this hour is the only hour we have the calls this hour and on the fan, and then it's all text after that. So get your calls in while you can. But you have another great text.
I do, Pete, and it's along the lines of a battery talk here. And this is a great show, Anthony. I've been in touch with you about putting springs in the battery packs of the TechnoStabies.
Yeah.
And in fact, you're making me springs back now, or making springs for the pack now. Do you think those will become mainstream because the blades in the packs now break a lot?
Yeah, they're terrible.
That comes from Greg in Costa Mesa. Yeah.
Greg, I feel like I just built your pack the other day. I just got a bunch the springs, the coils in.
Yeah.
And one of these days when I have a little bit of time, I'm going to sit down and just rip a bunch of old battery packs apart. Put the springs in and make them better, stronger. That's another issue that those had along with battery corrosion is if you'd leave the batteries in too long, you'd depress the contacts a little too much. And then get weak, you'd go to bend them back out, and the next thing you know, you'd have a busted. So, yeah, most of our battery packs moving forward will just be upgraded with the coil.
But that's because you know
a
what you're doing.
Trial and error, yeah.
You're doing it.
Seen it.
The TechnoStabies have a battery pack that you then insert. It's not just straight.
Yeah, it's a double A battery compartment, I guess is the best way to call it.
Yeah. And what about the StabiScopes?
StabiScopes use an internal housing that use double A's.
Yeah, and you just push the batteries
you
inside.
You just slide the batteries inside the binoculars,
Okay, all right. Very good. But the Technos are have that nice little battery pack that you can kind of have ready to go.
And yeah, the nice thing about that is it is external, so if you do have a battery corrosion problem, it's typically held within just that pack. That is a, you know, you can throw it away and replace it. Whereas a Stabiscope, it's all internal, so if you do have a battery explosion in that thing, it's not good.
Yeah.
It sounds horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we do a lot of repairs like that, but you know, you're risking getting corrosion into the actual binocular itself. You know, it's within the body, so if you have a big problem, you might destroy the body of the binocular, which that would have to be replaced. It's all fixable.
Yeah,
but you know, it just gets more expensive.
So you were talking about grinding lenses. So if you scratch your lenses up, you can actually fix them?
We typically, on the small binoculars, will replace the lenses.
Uh-huh.
On the big binoculars, we do have a lens grinding machine, a lap machine in the shop.
Giant ones for the Navy.
Yeah, 150 millimeter glass. That's typically what I'll polish. And if there's light, fine scratches in there, I'll turn on our lap machine and get it all chucked up and start polishing glass.
But you can actually replace lenses on the Stabiscope?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
I've got great stock of, you know, typically the most popular lens we'll replace is the eye lens. That's the lens that goes right up to your eyeball.
Uh-huh.
It's the most critical for clarity. And, you know, if you've got a smudge on that lens, you'll see it, or a scratch on the lens, you'll see it. Whereas the big lens, the objective lens, you could hold your hand in front of it and not really notice it's there.
Gotcha.
So we'll do a lot of replacement of those. People will take their T-shirts and clean salt spray off of it. Not the best idea.
Yeah.
you know, just making 220 or, you know, 400 sand grit paper, and you don't want to do that. So moisture is the key on cleaning your glass. A little bit of soapy water is the binocular's best friend. Soapy water and a microfiber, get that thing wet.
Because they're waterproof, right?
Yeah. But yeah, anything that we sell in the shop is waterproof, made for the elements. It's okay if you get it wet to get it clean. We'd prefer it.
That's better
mm-hmm.
than using your T-shirt.
Yeah.
It's really good info.
This show's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's a part of our life, and we're learning from the guy.
Yeah. For sure. I have another great one here from Jeff in Huntington Beach, and he asks, do you sell refurbished or binoculars?
We do from time to time. My stock is depleting quickly. The gyros are tough. The gyros, everybody wants to hold on to those. From time to time,
it's a commodity.
And it is. It really is. And, you know, it's an investment. People put the money into it, and very rarely let them go, and if they're letting them go, they're usually to a buddy. So I don't see the gyros too often. The technos I do see, people will upgrade. People will, you know, go from the old style to the new style, or back to the old style, or, you know, really weren't into it, maybe spent the $1,200 and don't want it anymore. So I do have those floating around from time to time, or off of rebuilds that we do sell out of the shop.
Yeah.
I think I'm out of them right now.
Do you take trade-ins?
We do.
Oh, you do? Okay.
We do, depending on what it
there,
is.
There mm-hmm. comes the useful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope to have more Stabiscopes in the future. We're starting a rental program now with those, where you could take them out and kind of demo them, rent them, and those may become available within a year or two, maybe have a little bit better of a stock of a used binoculars in the Stabiscope variety.
So a rental program even.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how cool is that?
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that you do that's super cool, if you like, do I really need these? You can demo. You have come down. You'll take them outside and mm-hmm. say, hey, look through these. So you can decide whether you want the Techno Stabies, whether you want the Stabiscope, what you actually want, right?
Yep. A lot of customers will come down and do side by side. And I've got a great location to do that. We look over about a mile of water, you know, over the Yacht Club and the Kona Kai there.
Right.
And you can kind of get a feel for how much water you're going to be looking at through a 14 versus a 12, what your stabilization's like. I'll even come back there and shake you if you need to get a demo of what it feels like to
and
be on a boat and bounce around.
See the difference between Techno versus Stabby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See what kind of investment you want to make.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good. Well, the phones are packing up. Let's jump into it, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Charlie? Charlie calling from Gardenia. Appreciate you calling in this morning. Let's talk it up, Charlie.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. Question for Anthony. Are you producing any I-cups for that Fujinon model, or are you just using your standard ones that you sell?
Yeah, the TSX, the new Fujinon model, our I-cup, we made an adapter for that one. that had a nice twist-up eyepiece on that binocular where we could remove that twist-up eyepiece, put on an adapter, and put our Baker face shield on it, which everybody's familiar with here, that nice boot that goes around your eyes.
It's like a must-have.
Mm-hmm, must-have. It's a nice feature. So the new TSX will accommodate that face shield. The old ones will not. I've tried everything. I've tried adapters, zip ties. You know, some guys will use it and like it. I don't. So if you like the face shield and you like Stabilize, Techno Stabby, the new TSX, we can combine the two.
Okay, and so it's the Baker shield with the adapter.
Yeah, and then and the new TSX, the new version of the Techno Stabby.
The new Techno Stabby.
Yeah.
Okay, good. But on a Stabiscope or the Frasers or whatever, mm-hmm. your standard Baker eye shields work just fine.
They just fit right over the old.
You just have to pull the old eye shield off and then put that one on.
Correct.
Yeah. You can tell I've done that before.
Right? But they're a must-have.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you guys basically created that eye shield, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's many, many, many years ago. Took an old Navy model or Navy product and just improved on it to make it more streamlined for a small binocular.
How much I was thinking about this morning, Anthony, and I'm assuming that this technology stabilization has come from the Navy, military. Like, so many cool things, like the GPS and a lot of things in our fishing life.
Yeah, it all starts from
The military.
Yeah.
I mean, do you see anything else coming down the pipe that...
Not particularly, no.
At least not that we are aware of.
Yeah, not that we're aware of,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
No? It's funny that... Navy still, you know, they're still using gyros.
Yeah.
They're still using this product that has been around for 30 years now. I mean, the Stabiscope hasn't changed a whole lot with technology. And it always makes me wonder, like, was this...
Like, what's coming?
What's coming? Like, how far out is it? You know, this stuff that we're using now that performs excellent is, you know, it's mechanical. There's nothing that special about it. It's a mechanical gyro creating a steady view.
The difference is amazing.
Yeah, it really is.
That's why I encourage you to, if you think you want to make this investment, just go down to Baker Marine and say, hey, I want to try these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then have Anthony shake you.
Yeah. we can do a shoulder bounce. The best thing I tell people to do at shows is to bounce on your toes. You know, bounce. Give yourself a couple of little bounces out there. Get a feel for what it looks like. It's not this side-to-side waving like I'm chasing, you know, MIGs coming in and attacking me. It's more just get out there and bounce, see what it's looking like.
As we would on the water. Absolutely. on our skiff or boat, looking for stuff in the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we were hoping he was going to call. Rock Cod Rick's on the line. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, good morning, boys. How's the show going?
Hey, it's doing great, man.
Good morning.
Anthony, we are learning so much. I'm learning a ton here. I know our listeners are learning a ton from Anthony. He is the wealth of knowledge, as you know.
This was one that I was very bummed to not be in studio for, and I'm so happy we have the archives for, and I can't wait. And good morning to Anthony, and both good morning to you boys.
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. How's Katmai treating you?
Oh, this place is so cool, Pete. We're having the best time. I mean, this is the ultimate adventure of all the travel that we get to do. This is the amazing place, and boy, this year has sure not disappointed. It's fantastic. I'm going to run out of accolades to give it. Our fishing has been great. The group is just so fun. This place, the staff, this everything, you know, it's going to be hard to describe, but we're having a fantastic trip this year.
Oh, that's fantastic. So give us some of the highlights. I know you're there with your wife, Dallas, and a great group of Let's Talk Hookup and Davis Boat people are up there having a good time. Give us kind of the rundown.
You nailed it. This has been a really special one for Dallas. This is the place that we got engaged 7 years ago, which seems hard to believe that that's the case. So this place has always been special to us. And everyone else for that matter. It's a really unique trip. So it involves fun travel. You get up to Anchorage, and then from Anchorage, depending on how the weather is, you fly either directly into the lodge or, or into from the or if, you know, depending on how weather is, from King Salmon to the Lodge, which is the route that we went this year, because it was a little soggy the night before, and then it's just once you get here, you're blown away. You're blown away by the staff and how amazing, how friendly, how comfortable, how everything it is in a place that is just in the middle of nowhere. King Salmon is not somewhere that anybody knows.
Yeah.
It's hardly on the map. And then when you get there, it's a flight over straight tundra. There's no roads. There's no people. There's no anything until you land at the lodge, and the lodge has an amazing airstrip. You know, the flights are very comfortable for people that are, you know, that are not small plane people. It's a good-sized plane. A lot of us have flown to Cedros. It's a similar plane that flies from Cedros to the lodge. It is small, but it's very comfortable. And once you get here, you're just blown away how comfortable the lodge is. The linens are nice. The beds are nice. The foods are killer. The main lodge is super comfy, and it's great. Breakfast every morning. Lunch on the boat. The guides tend to prepare a shore lunch every day. We grilled burgers yesterday. We're having grilled king salmon for lunch today. And then the fishing has just been, I mean, it's what everybody comes for, and it's insane. So the Alagnag River has one of the highest volumes of salmon of any river in the entire world. And this year the sockeyes have just been lights out, wide open for virtually everybody that has targeted them, and that's the kind of top eater, you know, so everybody tends to fill their box full of sockeyes and then does catch and release if they choose, or catch and keep, or whatever they do on everything else. And the king salmon run is very strong this year, and this river has kings of all sizes. We caught, they call them jacks, the little small guys. We've caught them from jacks that are a pound to this gal Bryn, who's here, caught a 41-pounder yesterday.
Ooh, wow.
I'm telling you guys, it is amazing. Fantastic sockeyes every day. Yesterday, Dallas and I spent most of the day targeting the chum salmon, and the chum run is very strong this year. And they're like yellows. Harold Davis had jokingly called them the yellowtail of the north. And they bulldog the whole time. They rip, drag, they jump. But they're one of those fun fish that don't really have the give up in them. You know, you get them boat side, and then the net's about to scoop them, and then they zip off of another big run, and they dog you the whole time. And I'm telling you, we're having the best time. It's great.
Oh, fantastic. So what's on the agenda for today's fishing?
Yeah, so it's breakfast time right now. Everybody's charged up. You can tell yesterday was a fantastic day of fishing because the breakfast hall is as loud as it's been. Everybody's telling stories and BSing. Today we're planning on doing the same style of run. We're going to go to the south, and we're going to target chums in the morning. We've got room for a couple more sockeyes in the afternoon, so we're going to do that. And then we're going to do some king fishing. The reason we're doing that is the following 2 days are supposed to be the brightest and the sunniest, which is when the theory anyways that they'll be the best hatch up north. So the following 2 days we're going to go up to the north and fish grayling and trout up in the Braids.
Oh,
so it's the weather has been very, very good for us. You said it best, Pete. The weather changes all the time, and when you get this far north, it really does. And the forecast really doesn't matter. Our forecast was not great. The forecast wasn't even close. Our weather has been really good. Been a little bit gray, a little gray, a little cool. No rain, no wind. It's been great. I mean, the gods are just smiling on us. We're having a fantastic trip and a really fun group of people. Lots of couples. If there was ever a time where you were thinking about a great place to bring your gal or significant other, this is it. I mean, I think there's four or five different couples that are up here. All the gals are having a really good time. It's very comfortable. Showers and hair dryers and all that kind of stuff that's, you know, important for a lady to be up here is all part of it. There's a group of, you know, a family up here with younger kids. They flew out to Brooks Falls. I mean, again, I'm freaked out, but I'm going to miss some of the good stuff.
That's the thing.
There's everywhere
so
this
much
year,
to
Pete.
See. Well, that's so awesome, Rick. I'm glad that you and Dallas and the whole group are having such a great trip to Katmai Lodge. We'll be doing it again next year. If you want to sign up, it always sells out. I think the dates are the 15th to the 22nd of July next year. Absolute prime time for the Sockeye, the Chump, the Kings. So if you want to go, katmai.com, and give Charmel a call and get in on it. Hey, Ricky, if you have some highlights, give us a call tomorrow, okay?
We'll do that for sure. Bob was really bummed. You know, as you know, Bob is the pilot and the cab driver and the toilet unclogger and everything else at this place. So he today's a changeover day, so he had to fly to get some more guests in and out. But if I can pull him away, he's going to call tomorrow, and yeah, we'll give you a highlight of today's fishing tomorrow, guys. Have a great show. Great. Anthony, I'm bummed I miss you. Pete and Corey will talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for calling, Rick. Enjoy your day. That
sounds
good, right?
Incredible. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I know. It's such a good time. Hey, we're going to have more good times when we return on Let's Talk Hookup. We've got more from Anthony Osterberg from Baker Marine when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup. Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about my fishing buddy, Dan Hume, and his amazing company, Hume Termite. As you know, Southern California is infested with termites. It's a constant battle for anyone who owns a home, and that's where Hume Termite come in. They're strictly termite experts. They start with a thorough inspection to find out why you have termites in the first place, then recommend sustainable treatment options that work. Hume Termite has been controlling my termites for years, and I have recommended them to numerous friends. Did you know 99% of termite companies are commission-based? Not Hume Termite. They're all salaried employees, and with a thorough inspection, they'll help you solve your termite problems. Not sell you something you don't need. Let Dan and his crew earn your business through customer service and trust. It's swarming season, and now is the time to call Hume Termite at 760-598-2201. They'll come out and give you honest answers to solve your termite issues. Check HumeTermite.com.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006. Or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Pete, having so much fun this morning. I know we've got killer fish reports. We've got some cool stuff
ready
coming
for Marcos.
Up. Oh, there it is right there, man. Let's talk about fish reports. We've got Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing on hold here. We're going to learn all about what's happening. It's all about summer gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It's a place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. And did you know Summit also is the place to get the lowest prices on snacks for your trip? Over 40 different snacks, all for 89 cents.
Okay, I got to throw. I went to Summit on Tuesday, and I saw Finn, the owner, who's such a great guy, and Martha, of course, the manager. And included in that 89 cents are Häagen-Dazs ice cream bars.
Stop.
I'm telling you, so Finn says, here, you got to have one of these. And so I was like, I can't. And Finn is like, no, you got to have one of these. It's like, oh, my God. It's like every time we go into Summit now, I'm going to have Häagen-Dazs ice cream bar. 89 cents.
I don't think Wally will know. Will she?
No, she'll never know. Right?
Right?
I might mention, too, gas was $3.99.
What? Come on.
Yeah, they were 20 cents cheaper than Costco.
I'm trying to wrap my mind around that
particular day. It changes every
day. I know. It could have changed the next hour. Yeah. Maybe it went down.
Yeah.
Right?
Who knows?
And now with... Now they also have the burritos and sandwiches, and all that stuff's made fresh daily, all for your trip, and it's half the price of other places. $3.99 for a 25-pound bag of ice. And, Anthony, check this one out. They still have, if you purchase 35 gallons of gas, 100 pounds of free ice.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Dude, where else would you want to fill up your boat?
Yeah. That's the spot.
Summit Gasoline. There it is, man, right at the San Diego Sports Arena. Marcos, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
Doing very well.
How's the fishing?
Definitely some good fishing. Maybe not as glamorous as Rick's trip up there, but some great fishing overall here. The half day, we had a nice little run of sand bass there, some really great sand bass fishing, but they're kind of slowly shifting back to calico bass. Yesterday in the morning, barracuda, calico bass, sand bass. In the afternoon, they actually had three yellowtail to go along with some calico bass there. They caught 39, released about 75 there, some fish on the bottom also. The twilight last night also saw yellowtail, bonita, very good bass fishing. So overall, that local fishing on the half day, lots of options, some great weather. You know, it's about what you'd expect here, July going into August. Fishing is just getting better there. Full day trips, seeing yellowtail and bonita, fishing offshore there. Sea Watch is actually doing a charter down to the island today, so we'll take a look and see how that's going. Earlier in the week there, they're still catching that bluefin. They actually had one yellowfin on the full day to go with some yellowtail also. Overnight trips, one day, day and a half, longer trips there, about what we've been seeing, bluefin. And those bluefin are definitely picking up some size. We're seeing lots of those 60 to 80-pound fish, lots of them over 100 also. So, I mean, it's hard to go wrong on a trip now. You could just, you know, throw a dart at the calendar, pick a trip, and go fishing. It's probably going to be pretty good there. So check out the calendar. Go to our website, seaforthlanding.com. Got the full schedule up there, half days, twilights, full days. Little break on those 7 to 4 trips, although those are doing pretty well, but the Sea Watch is filling in on some of those full day trips there, but they'll be back on that. So if you want to do 7 to 4, we do have some coming up there. The overnights, day and a half, longer trips there, you can make your reservations online. Always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you out, get you a trip, get you set up, and get you out there fishing. Come down, visit in person. Same thing, get your gear tuned up, pick up those empty swim baits, and get out there and catch some fish.
Well, it's good times right there, Marcos. Yeah. I was just in there yesterday. And
loading them up, huh?
Well, I wouldn't use that term too heavy, but
yeah.
it's a tough time of the year. Actually, I'm smiling as much as I can
imagine.
Right?
Yeah,
it's all good times, Marcos.
Hey, appreciate the report, Marcos, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Talk to you then, guys.
All right. Thanks. And that report sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing. They're very busy today in San Diego, where they get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trip. More team members. Fisherman's Processing is so far ahead of everybody else. The same-day capacity is unbelievable, and they have the finest customer service. Stop by their location at Old Town on Taylor Street, or check out fishermansprocessing.com. Let's jump into those phones, Corey.
Let's do that. How about Mike? Mike Cohn from Oceanside. Good morning, Mike. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Cookup.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
Hey, I'm a lifeguard up here in North County, and we bought some binoculars from Baker probably 20 years ago.
Wow.
I think they start with an N, maybe Nico or something. And we've tried to buy binoculars the same, you know, strength as those, and they're any other binoculars are super unstable, and these things, we just can't replace them. So we've gotten them fixed down there when they got cracked, or my kids ripped the rubber piece off the eye cups, and Baker is an awesome place to go for binoculars.
Well, thanks, bud.
Nice. What would those be? Any idea?
Hard to say. We've sold a lot of Fujinon binoculars to the lifeguard services.
Uh-huh.
Throughout the years. Might be a Mebo. Might be an old Fujinon Mebo that you've got there.
Something like that. Yeah, and so, but they use like a Stabby scope, or do they use...
Not Stabby. They use a lot of Technos. Mainly, what I sell a lot to the lifeguard services are the 1580s. So this is kind of like a mini Big Eye.
Uh-huh.
We talked about earlier those big binoculars that weigh 50 pounds. They make a mini version of that. It's about 15 power, 15 by 80.
But it's 80 is the wide scope.
80 is the wide, so they're able to see. And so we put those in a lot of the towers.
I see.
And then they'll use like a handheld 7 by 50. And then folks that have been there and have some seniority get the more expensive stabilized binoculars running around in cars and boats and whatnot.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we do a lot of stuff for the lifeguard services here, to all the way up, you know, through the state, through all the national parks.
Pretty awesome. Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, and thanks for watching out for us out there in the water, too. Appreciate that.
Right? Yeah. I actually ran into a couple lifeguards at Seaforth yesterday, listened to the show, and give our San Diego lifeguards a shout-out, too.
Good
guys, man. Hey, I've got a text right here, too, I wanted to read, and it's a lot of our fishing community. Hunts as well. I love the Baker Optics. Can you recommend a binocular for hunting? It comes from Dennis. Thank you, Dennis.
Yeah, you know, the stabilized, I like our little stabilized, our Baker stabilized binocular.
The one you were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm. I really like it a lot. It's not going to be your best binocular for those super ultra low light condition times. I'm just going to say it how it is. It's not the brightest, you know, for what you want during that dark hours. But high powered, it's like a spotting scope in your hands.
Wow.
I've been selling a lot of those to folks to kind of bridge the gap between their low light little 8 power binoculars.
And what do they weigh?
Pound and a half.
Wow. Nothing. Yeah. Oh, that's super simple.
Nothing. Yeah.
Might be a little skimp thing, too. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. Tune into the app. When we return, we're going to be on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Thank you to 97.3 The Fan. We're going to be right back this next hour.
45 years. That's how long we've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover the joy of sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Bassline Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Lane whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. You see, the Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie fishing kayak store they are today, working with their two sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no-obligation home evaluation now online from Yosef by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yosef is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yosef's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Power your boat with Norse Lithium. The ultimate choice for marine adventures. Our batteries deliver unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power. Packed with cutting-edge technology like Deep Sleep to eliminate phantom draw. Built with rugged BCI-compliant cases, they're designed to handle the toughest conditions on the water. Stay in control with the Norsk Guardian app. Monitor performance, track battery health, and unlock advanced features right from your phone. Charge with confidence using EvoTech onboard and DC-to-DC chargers for fast, efficient, and hassle-free power management. Designed for maximum compatibility, these chargers keep your entire system running at peak performance, so you're always ready for the next trip. With a 10-plus 2-year non-prorated warranty, you can trust your batteries to perform for years to come. Our industry-leading warranty ensures you get the most out of your investment. With dedicated customer support if you ever need it, upgrade your marine power today. Set up your custom system at NorseLithium.com or visit Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood. Norse Lithium. No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered.